From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska Supreme Court has decided that Democrats should be allowed to let independent candidates run in party primaries. The court's decision affirms a lower court ruling. The Alaska Democratic Party challenged a law requiring that primary election candidates be registered members of the party whose nomination they're seeking. A Superior Court judge found the state was restricting Democrats' attempt to appeal to independent voters by not letting unaffiliated candidates participate in Democratic primaries. The state appealed, arguing that if a party nominee doesn't have to identify with their nominating party, the system the state uses to regulate political party status and ballot access won't make sense. The Alaska Native Linguistic Emergency Resolution is ready to move through committee in the state Senate. That's already passed the House. KYUK's Christine Trudeau has more.
On Tuesday, the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee opened its hearing on House Concurrent Resolution 19, with remarks from the measure's sponsor, Representative Dan Ortez of Ketchikan, who called Alaska Native culture and language a central part of the state's cultural identity. He told the senators that passing it would build on actions already taken by the legislature.
Mr. Chairman, the state has moved in the right direction by acknowledging and recognizing the 20 Alaska Native languages as official languages of the state. However, recognition is just the first step.
Ortez's resolution would urge the governor to implement a recommendation put forward by the Alaska Native Language Preservation Advisory Council, or ANILPAC, this year.
In their 2018 biennial report to the governor and legislature, ANILPAC warned that all 20 Alaska Native languages are in crisis, and most are predicted to become extinct or dormant by the end of the 21st century. The state of Alaska can no longer sustain these rates of language loss unless policy changes are enacted that support people who are learning and speaking Alaska Native languages throughout the state.
In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.
Members of the Alaska Alcohol Beverage Control Board have been told that their January vote forbidding distilleries from serving alcoholic mixed drinks is invalid. Juneau Empire reported Tuesday that the vote has been deemed invalid due to a mistake made by a board member. The state's distilleries can continue serving cocktails through at least the first half of this summer. The Alaska Department of Law said public notice of the vote was improperly posted beforehand. Commercial salmon trawlers in southeast Alaska are tied up to the dock this month after a shortened winter season, closed early because of conservation concerns for king salmon stocks. They'll be getting only a limited shot at fishing around hatchery king runs this spring and are feeling the impact of fishing restrictions. And a high wind warning remains in effect until this evening around downtown Juneau and Douglas. Expect gusts up to 60 miles per hour. Look at the weather right now. 43 degrees, mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 31. There's more state and local news at ktoo.org. Or you can subscribe to this newscast as a podcast at ktoo.org/listen.